Seeing God's Prophet by Sherilee Bills Hardy, based on a true story. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John chapter 20, verse 29.
But Mom, I really want to go.
Nora begged again, wrapping her arms around Mom's waist.
Please.
Smiling, Mom set down her hairbrush and gave Nora a hug.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I can't take you with me.
Nora's shoulders slumped. Mom was going to the tabernacle on Temple Square to sing in the choir for general conference. She would sit in front of the tall organ pipes in the same seats the tabernacle choir usually sat in. And, best of all, she would see the prophet. There was only one problem. Nora couldn't go.
Remember, we can watch conference together next time,
Mom said.
But you won't be in the choir then. We'll just watch it at home. And I still won't get to see the prof in person.
Mom looked at Nora gently.
Is that what you want the most? To see the prophet?
Nora nodded. Sister Thompson once told Nora's primary class about meeting the prophet. When he shook her hand, she felt something special. She felt for sure that he truly was a servant of God. Nora liked to imagine what it would be like to be in the same room as the prophet, not just see his face on a screen. But now it seemed like Nora's wish wouldn't come true. Mom gathered Nora into a hug. Then she pulled a Bible off the bookshelf.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Nora frowned. She didn't want to hear a story. She wanted to see the prophet. But she curled up next to Mom and listened anyway.
After Jesus was resurrected, he visited his apostles. They saw him. They touched the wounds in his hands and feet, and they knew that he was truly resurrected.
Nora thought about how amazing it would be to see Jesus.
But one apostle was missing when Jesus came. His name was Thomas. When the other apostles told Thomas about Jesus' visit, he said he wouldn't believe them unless he saw Jesus himself.
Mom turned to the story in the Bible.
Jesus did appear to the apostles again, and Thomas was able to see Jesus. Here, why don't you read what Jesus said to Thomas?
Nora read the verse Mom pointed to.
Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
John chapter 20, verse 29.
What do you think Jesus was trying to teach?
Nora looked at the verse again.
That we can believe in something even without seeing it?
Mom smiled.
That's right. I've never shaken the prophet's hand, and I've never seen him in person before. But the Holy Ghost has told me that he really is a prophet of God. You can ask Heavenly Father in prayer, and the Holy Ghost will tell you that he really is God's prophet.
Mom hugged Nora again. Nora had a warm feeling in her heart. Maybe this was the beginning of her very own testimony. The author lives in Alberta, Canada.
Sidebar. We have a living prophet on the face of the earth. He knows our challenges and fears. He has inspired answers. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Global Church, Blessed by the Voice of the Prophets. Ensign, November 2002, page 12.
End of the story, Seeing God's Prophet. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Margot Patello, Kara McClellan, and Dwayne Case.